Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Pekudei, Accounts of Week 23, Fifth Aliyah. Anoint them just as you anointed their father, so that they may serve me as priests. Their anointing will be to a priesthood that will continue for all generations to come. Exodus 40, verse 15. For how long will heavenly priesthood last? Aharon HaKohen, the priest, is a shadow of the heavenly high priest. The moment when he was anointed refers to the moment of the heavenly anointing of Yeshua upon his resurrection. Just as Aharon was anointed first, then his sons that way was first the resurrected one anointed in heaven, and then his sons, that even though they remain on earth, they have been born again to enter the heavenly realms in the Spirit, as John 4:23 says. The anointing of the sons of the heavenly high priest happened on Shavuot, narrated in Acts chapter 2. Since then, priestly anointing in the heavenly service is available to all of Yeshua's disciples, his sons. The heavenly priesthood of Yeshua is eternal because it is founded upon an indestructible life. In the same way, his sons will have the heavenly priestly ministry forever. Now, Yeshua's sons are still mortal and have only tasted the resurrection life. Their bodies have not yet been invested with immortality like the heavenly high priest. That's why heavenly priestly service is limited for the sons of Yeshua. They have, however, the promise of resurrection and transformation to incorruption when Yeshua returns to earth in glory. In that moment, they will continue their priestly ministry with incorruptible, eternal bodies under the guidance of the heavenly high priest who will be on earth at that moment in time. The Messiah's anointing that has reached us will be for perpetual service forevermore. Blessed be the Eternal for his wonderful work. Shalom.